Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and my pleasure to be with you. It is Halloween night all across America, so for those who celebrate Halloween, happy Halloween. For those who don't, that's fine. I am excited to be with you, and I know that you're probably winding down for the evening, and it's Thursday night, 8:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please tell a friend about Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I sent out a little promo on Facebook just a few minutes ago to let you know that I'm broadcasting live on the air right now. So if you would like to call in, the number is 1-347-826-7543. That's 1-347-826-7543. 7543. Follow the instructions of the operator. If you would like to connect with me after the show, connect with me through email at icwdirector@gmail.com. It has been a fabulous month. October is gone. It's the end of October. It's the 31st, and tomorrow it will be the 1st of November if we all happen to get here. We are just going to be doing some wonderful things in the months ahead. So we look forward to being with you and spending time with you. Issues Concerning Women is a radio talk show here on the air, but we also have Issues Concerning Women, the organization, which I am the director of the organization. So if this is your first time tuning into the show, thank you so much for stopping by and taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen. But if you're a longtime listener, and I've been on the air for many years on radio, I started in 2002, I believe, with a local radio station. And I have a little story I love to tell about how I got started. And I was at a luncheon in Norfolk and gave a brief presentation, probably like 30 minutes, and after the presentation, a young man and a new lady walked up to me and asked me, had I ever thought about doing radio? And I was like, well, no, hadn't thought about it, and they wanted to sit down and talk with me. Well, of course, the first thing that came to my mind was that they wanted to sell me promotional ads. So I'm thinking they are trying to make a sale and they're doing their marketing because that's what they were there for. So I did not set the appointment right away, but they kept being persistent and they kept calling. So the key here tonight is the word persistent. Being persistent can turn your life around. So they kept calling me and I kept trying to get out of it, but finally, I gave in, and I said, well, you know, it won't hurt to go and sit down and talk to them. Well, that was Ed Everett, and he was at a radio station in Norfolk, and the young lady was Yolanda Hinton. And I actually met with Ed Everett, and we sat down, and we talked about all the things that the radio show could do for me. Now, Yolanda had already had a show on the air she had been on, and she thought that I would make a good host. So to make a long story short, I actually said yes, and they brought me into the radio studio now at the station. Well, let me tell you, I was immediately hooked. I saw all those gadgets and buttons and the big old microphone, and I sit down and they put the headphones on my ears, and the board lit up, and they were showing me how to do the sound up and down and just a few little things that I needed to do, but they got me all set up, and they were like, go. And I had a 30-minute show for my first show, and, of course, I was nervous about it because I had no clue what I was doing, but I was hooked. Let me tell you, I came home. I told my husband, I love, 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 love radio. I want to continue to do it. So I continue to do local stations whenever we have a sponsor and then when we can do that. But I get to do Blog Talk Radio every single Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm telling you guys, I still love it to this day. So that has been quite a few years that I've been on the air. I have a great appreciation for radio. Still the scary thing is you just never know who's listening to your show. Then the fantastic thing is that people from all over the world can listen to your show. And you can actually be sitting, you know, in your location with your headphones on or without, with your microphone, and just continue to do your show. It is absolutely so. The one thing that I love, love, love about the show is that you never know who's listening, but you also get to share what you have with people all around the globe. See, Blog Talk Radio is not just in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It is global. I have people that contact me from India, from Russia, from China. I get messages from all across the globe, and I am fascinated every time something like that happens because you can't believe that these folks are listening to what we have to say, but they are listening. They do want to know what we're doing, and just as we want to know what they are doing. So that gives us a platform to talk about the issues concerning women. Now, if you've never heard of me before, my format is conversations about different topics every week. So we go the full gamut here on issues concerning women. 1 minute we could be talking about school and getting a job. The next we could be talking about running your own business. Or we could be talking about more issues about health, about wellness, about writing a book. It could be just so many things about family, about connections, about building a bridge, business to business. We have so many different topics that we talk about. So that's why I love radio, because I actually get to choose the topics and the format that I want to use for the broadcast. So tonight I want to talk about the things that are a little bit of the things that are happening in Hampton Roads. For those who are looking for a job, and you are in the Hampton Roads area on Monday morning at 9 a.m., there's going to be a job fair at the Founders Inn in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I do believe there's a registration, but if you go to the Founders Inn website, I'm pretty sure that you can find it and you can register for the actual event. If you hear the show after tonight, try to research it over the weekend so that you know that you can be there. And I do believe you can come whether you register or not. I think it's just better to register so that they'll know they're trying to get a number for who's coming and the number of people that are coming. But it's going to be fantastic. There's going to be about 70 different companies there, from what I understand. It's going to really sounds like it's going to be really a big deal. So you really, really want to come out part of that. You can do so Monday morning from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's at the Founders Inn, Virginia Beach, and it's right off the Indian River Road. So you can do your map, get all the information that you need. If you're looking for a job, please directly bring your resumes. Be ready to interact with the representatives that they have there. If you're a college student and you're looking to meet some of these companies, you need to come out and do that as well. I will be there on the second floor in the coach's corner to help anybody with any questions and any coaching that you may need. And there are going to be other schools there as well. So if you're thinking about enrolling in a school, that's a great place to come. If you're looking for a job, it's also a great place to come. So tonight we have about, 16 more minutes left. So we're going to spend a little bit more time talking about getting that job, getting a career. Because all this week we've been doing workshops. And we started out Monday with Motivational Monday. Now, what that was all about was taking your situation, starting right where you are, and looking at who you really are, and knowing that you have to do something different if you want a different outcome. So Motivational Monday, the workshop, I actually did two workshops on Monday. It was fabulous. Let me tell you, I got an opportunity to speak to people about where they are, where they're going to start from, get some things done. Now, it's some key things that I always tell people when we're doing the motivational programs. And it's not that I'm there to hype you up and get you all excited and then you leave. No, I'm going to give you some things that you need to do to get you that career or that position that you want, or that's to start that business that you want. And the reason why is I can hype you up and I can want it for you, but you have to want it more than I do. You have to be able to visualize what you want, and until you actually visualize what you want, it's not going to happen. You have to be able to see yourself doing the exact thing that you say you want to do. Now, we know that we don't have a crystal ball. We can't look into the future and see if that thing is going to work for you. But if you have passion and drive and perseverance and you have a goal in mind, and if you pursue it and persistence, that's our word again, that's our words for tonight, be persistent. Do the thing that is going to get you what you want. So Motivational Monday was all about getting you motivated, getting you to think about what you wanted, being able to see the big picture, talking about where you are right now. Some of the people that I talked to actually had done vision boards, and I'm telling you, that is a great thing to do if you want to clearly see where you want to go. Now, if you've never done a vision board before, the fantastic thing about it is that it's primarily yours. You do it however you want to, but you get cardboard, poster boards, and you cut out pictures. You take pictures of things that you see, use the magazines, newspapers, articles, trade articles, cut out things that you want. Let's say you wanted to be the vice president of a company. So you will look for a plaque that will say vice president, or you will make your own and draw it on your vision board. If you see yourself sitting behind a glass desk with this marvelous chair and this waterfall in the background that's outside of your window, find a picture that resembles that and use that on your vision board, because what that does is every single time you look at that, it puts a memory in your memory chip. And once it gets there, because you have to keep looking at something over and over and over again to actually get it, we know that to do something different, it takes 21 days to make a change. To do something that you want takes a whole lot of days to do that as well. So if you want to be the vice president of a company, you know you're not going to wake up in the morning and, boom, you're going to be the vice president. It's going to take some doing, some things that you have to do, some planning, some praying even, some visualizing, this is what I want to do. Put it down on a paper. Use that poster board. Use a cardboard box. It doesn't matter what you use, but you begin to see where you want to be, how you're going to get there, how long is it going to take you to get there. Key thing is being persistent. That's the word tonight, be persistent. Also, what you want to do is get your journal. And if you are a follower of Issues Concerning Women, you know that I tell you constantly to get your journal. Write it down. Make it plain. And then there's another part to that. Then you have to take action. Because you can have the vision, you can see it, you can write it down, but if you just leave it in a book and you close the book, nothing's going to happen. So you have to take some kind of action to get something done. What are you going to do today that's going to help you to fulfill your dreams for tomorrow. Of course, you know that today belongs to you because you have today to do what you need to do. Tomorrow is not promised to you, but if you have a plan for tomorrow, guess what happens when tomorrow comes? To move forward and do the exact thing that you said that you wanted to do. This is just so awesome when you really, really think about it, because you have an opportunity each and every day to get it right. Just because you didn't finish your list today doesn't mean that you can't finish it tomorrow. Maybe your list is getting longer and longer and longer. So maybe the thing that you need to do with that list is that you need to look at it, start checking off what's of value to you. And I call that your value list. And I will write down things, and there are no rhyme or reason. I'll write them down because maybe it's something I want to do. Maybe I want to take a trip or go shopping, or I want to look at a new car. Whatever it is that I want to do, I will write that on that list. But what's important to me right now? And if you're looking at your list, you need to identify the things that are closest to your heart, the things that mean something to you, not the things that you think are going to make you happy, but the things that you know are going to be life-changing for you. For me, the top of my list is my relationships are very, very important to me. But even above my relationships are my own self-worth and my own health is so very important to me. I have been neglecting myself, I've been doing so much that now I've gotten to the point where I had to really take a step back and look at my health and my own well-being, because I'm always helping and doing for others. But now I have to look at myself and see the things that I was missing to make sure that I stay healthy, because it doesn't matter how much money I make. It doesn't matter how many dreams I have. But if I'm not healthy, then I can't pursue my dreams. I can't enjoy the fruits of my labor. And even if my dream came to fruition, if I'm not healthy and strong in my mind, my body, and my spirit, that I won't be able to enjoy what come to fruition, what will come to harvest. Because you know it's harvest time. You know we've already planted the seeds. We've already watered them. We've navigated them. And now it's harvest time. It's time to do the plucking. And you have to look at everything in its season, because there's a season for everything. And we talk about this all the time, and we know this, you know. And if you don't know it, you can go online and you can find things that what we're talking about, of course, they're metaphors, but they apply to your everyday life. You have to put something into something for something to come out of it, just like you put that seed in the dirt. If you put it in the dirt and cover it with more dirt and you don't water it and you don't do anything to it, yeah, it might grow, but it's not going to be strong, because things can grow in dirt, but it's going to be weak and it's going to die. But if you put that seed in dirt and you fertilize it and you cover it with more dirt and you water it and you nurture it and you be patient and you be persistent, you're going to get something strong from that. That's how our life should be. We should be planting those seeds in good soil so that when something comes out of it, it's going to be something that's good. I know I can go off on a tangent on this. This is, you know, my pet peeve. Because if you are not doing anything, don't expect to get anything. People come up to me all the time and ask me, well, what are you doing now? And all I can say, and before, sometimes I would even get offended when people ask me that. Because I want to ask them, well, what are you doing? But now I don't get offended anymore. Because God has given me so many precious, precious gifts that I enjoy immensely in my life. And when they ask me, what are you doing now, I can truly say, I am doing exactly what I'm supposed to do. See, I planted all the seeds, and I just didn't plant one. I planted lots of seeds. I cultivated the soil. I nurtured it. I watered it. I prayed for it. I stomped and screamed and cried through all of it many, many times to keep it alive. But, you know, through all of that, I've come out on the other side. And with all than I am, and the whole being of being me. I love who I am. I'm excited about who I am. I love when I look in the mirror what I see. No, I don't see perfection. I see a work in progress. I see somebody who knows what she wants is going after it. And you know what? And if you have that same mentality and you have that same persistence and you have that the same patience that I have, because a lot of times it takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of waiting. It takes a lot of, is it time now, Lord? Oh, is it my turn? No, it may not be your turn, but no does not mean that you're going to be denied. No just means not right now. So whatever you're going through, and I don't know who this is for tonight, but I just know that I feel a passion on the inside of me, and I had to share it with my listeners tonight. I had an awesome, awesome week. Let me tell you, it started on Saturday. I was in Richmond at the Virginia Women's Conference. Fantastic event. So many women there, women from all across Virginia and Maryland, I'm sure, D.C., this region, coming together with smiles on their faces, women that you may never see again who would greet you with a hello and a good morning, how are you today? We often had to wait in long lines, but while we were waiting in the lines, we were making connections and making new friends and exchanging phone numbers and exchanging ideas and talking about the conference. It was a fabulous time. It was awesome. It also resonated with me that it was some things that needed to be done when I returned back to Virginia Beach. So this week I have been on fire. I have been working diligently to get some things done. It has been a busy, busy week. I've had 4 workshops just this week, and I will continue to do the things that I hope and pray will be of help to those in the community. I love my sisters, and I want to be there for them. And we are doing some wonderful things at Issues Concerning Women. I hope that you will continue to support the show by coming on. I do get sponsors from time to time. That's fantastic. And whether I get one or not, I'm still going to keep on doing what I need to do, and I'm going to keep pushing forward to I am ready to pass the torch on to somebody else, to maybe the radio station or some other part of Issues Concerning Women. Right now, I'm in full force. I'm a force to be reckoned with, and I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, when you can get the opportunity to attend a women's conference, please do so, or just a networking event where you get to see all the wonderful things that people are doing. So a little bit more about this week. Had a wonderful meeting on Monday with a coach. And, yes, the coaches need coaches. You know, so if you're looking for a coach, you can call me. Even if I'm not the one who's going to coach you, I probably can direct you to somebody who, for whatever your need is, because they're all kind of coaches. There are life coaches. There are sales coaches. There are financial coaches. They're spiritual coaches. So whatever you need to get you moving, to get you motivated, please contact me at icwdirector@gmail.com. We have some awesome things going on in Issues Concerning Women. If you're looking for a career, don't forget about the career fair on Monday at the Founders Inn. The one important thing to remember is you need to get a routine and you need to stick with it. You need to be persistent. Getting a job is not a 9-to-5 job. It's a long day of preparation. From the moment you get up until the moment you go to sleep, you need to be thinking about the career that you want. You need to be putting things into place and getting a plan. Other thing that I always suggest, and I talked about it a few minutes ago, is getting that journal, writing things down. What positions have you applied for? If you want to be an entrepreneur, how are you going to do that? What goals are you going to be able to achieve? How long is it going to take you to do that? I am the owner of several businesses. No, I don't run them by myself. I have great partners to help me. I cannot do this alone. That's why I do the radio show. I can't do any of the things that I do alone. I need people to help me, and you need people to help you, believe it or not. Your weekday does not start on Monday morning. Your weekday starts on the weekend. So you need to be preparing over the weekend for the things that you're going to do on Monday. You can't wait until Monday to get up and think you're going to be productive. You need to start over the weekend and preparing for your Mondays so that you won't be scrambling on Monday trying to figure out what you need to do. So you need to set some goals, and to put them to work for you, you must know that the goals are measurable, that they are identifiable, that they are specific for you, cannot be afraid, so you have to be fearless, and that you have to walk boldly in what is already ordained for you. And you need to do this on a regular basis. You can't stop now. We oftentimes think about, you know, I'm doing everything that I can, and there doesn't seem to be anything happening. That's just like praying to win the lottery. I was reading this book, Get Your Foot in the Door of the Job That You Want. I don't know if that's correct, you know, prayer phrasing, but if you wanted to win the lottery and you were praying about it, but you never won, and then one day you heard a voice, and you say, well, God, is that you? And God said, yes. And you say, God, well, I've been praying to win the lottery. And God was like, well, I need some help. You need to buy a lottery ticket. And, you know, I don't play the lottery. I'm just using that as an example. So please don't call me and send me letters about Pastor is playing the lottery. No, that's not the point. The point is to just to give you an example of the things that we're not doing. So we have to do the things that to get something done. So if you want something done, you have to take some action to get it done. And if you want to win at something, then you've got to be in the game to win. So thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I will be back next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If it be the will of the Lord that I be here, I look forward to speaking with you over the next coming week. I thank you so much for tuning into the show. God bless you, and I will see you next week.